2 Minute Crypto. Something is rotten in crypto. The influencers. To quote Oscar Wilde, most people are other people. Their thoughts are someone else's opinions. Their lives mimicry. Their passions a quotation. Welcome to 2 Minute Crypto. This week deals with the rotten core of the crypto news industry. The influencers. Crypto as a new asset class has had to forge its own infrastructure from wallets to websites. While this has been an incredibly exciting period of development and iteration, the space has attracted more than its fair share of fraudsters and manipulators. This is nothing new. Charlatan and conmen of all ilk stalk each and every aspect of life, from cures to cancer, to the will of the Almighty. It's always someone more than happy to show you the way, for a fee. Now, a fair fee for a fair service is entirely reasonable, and a core aspect of any functioning market. But what I'd like to highlight here is how rare it is to encounter that balance in crypto. What is meant by the term influencer? For the purposes of this podcast, an influencer is someone who, by their follower clout, holds sway in the crypto industry. Their reviews bring revenue, their praise investors, and their scorn capital flight. Most of them are to be found on YouTube, with subscriber figures north of 100,000. Small by YouTube standards, but highly significant in these early days of crypto. The issue stems from the fact that many, if not most of these individuals, regularly indulge in disingenuous practices that at best show scant regard for their viewers and at worst amount outright fraud. Rather than call out a name or two, these are the tells of a compromised influencer. Leverage trading affiliate links. An affiliate link to leverage trading or a short course in said trading is a clear red flag. Leverage trading is a professional trader's tool, and even then used sparingly. It is absolutely not suitable for the average retail investor or trader. Influencers are well aware of this, and few, if any, actually regularly leverage trade themselves. What they do often do, however, is encourage their viewers to do so. They may hide behind warnings not to overleverage and so on, but they are fully aware that once ensnared in leverage trading, most people end up fully liquidated. Sponsored content. Reviewing projects without disclosing the content is sponsored. This is a clear violation of the trust crypto enthusiasts put in their opinion. In some cases, favorable reviews are posted without any reference to sponsorship. In many other cases, an admission of sponsorship is buried somewhere in the details tab. Random project promotion. A random positive comment on a project embedded in unrelated content is another common practice. Pernicious and at first difficult to spot, but exceptionally common, and once you become aware of it, easy to pick up on. 15 minutes of faithful analysis of Bitcoin, with a sudden short aside in the virtues of this new XYZ project that is really making waves. This is a huge red flag. Clickbait titles. Hyperbolic titles. The headline is bait, so too is the content. Never mind the blame heaped on the YouTube algorithm, these folks are happy to mislead you in order to get you in. Follows that they are more than happy to continue to do so once you get there. Lastly, they profess to love you. If you now return to your YouTube subscription list and cast a critical eye over your current crop of crypto-themed subscriptions, you may find more than a few of them exhibit these compromised traits. Does this require you to unfollow them? Well, no. Sadly, at this early juncture of crypto, it's very difficult to remain up to date with crypto while only following a few honest men such as Brad Laurie or Crypto Bobby. It's a necessary evil to drink from the tainted well of some of these influencers, as they often pull in the big interviews, and lack of integrity aside, many of them do display a firm understanding of the cryptosphere. Podcasting is one area where influencers seem to be much more forthright, from Unchained to What Bitcoin Did to everything EOS. They wear their allegiance as a badge of honor. Nonetheless, even in that space, the content can be swamped by frequent and in some cases irresponsible advertising, for example, gushing promotion of DeFi services. In time, a more dependable crop of influencers may emerge. Then again, as the rewards grow, so too does the temptation. Stay engaged, but skeptical. Thanks for listening.